Is your agency ready for Agile? Booz Allen uses the frameworks, tools, and training to make Agile work for you. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
For more than 25 years, the Executive Leadership Conference, operated by the American Council for Technology and the Industry Advisory Council, or ACT-IAC, has drawn IT executives from government and industry. The ELC started as a small event in Charlottesville. Now it's moving to its fifth location with a whole new approach. Darren Ash, Chief Information Officer of the Farm Service Agency, and Susan Becker, Vice President of Alliances at Unisys Federal, spoke with Tom Temin about some of the changes that are happening.
First of all, just review for us what ACT-IAC's ELC is all about and why it's one of the more important conferences in the whole pantheon of yearly conferences. Darren?
Tom, thank you. You're right. For like 25 years plus, ACT-IAC as an organization has held two different major conferences, one which was ELC, which was over the last, seems like, decade at Williamsburg, and Management of Change. I think the as part of the pantheon, or just what this organization is recognized, is the pace of change, the types of things that agencies are experiencing, that were the demands that are placed upon all of us, not just CIOs, but really the CXOs, really demanded a much more diverse, expansive, and in-depth and collaborative type of engagement. And I think that's really what ACT-IAC is about, is that cross-industry, cross-government type of collaboration, sharing of best practices. And I think what I see in Imagination, ELC 2018, is a really wonderful opportunity to grow beyond what we've done over the last couple decades to something much larger, much more expansive, and something much more engaging for the participants.
And Susan, is it true that it's moving to Altoona?
No, Tom, not Altoona. Actually, we're going to the wonderful historic city of Philadelphia. And to the point that Darren just made, one of the things that drove us to make this change is that we wanted this conference to be much more inclusive. So ELC has traditionally been thought of as the Executive Leadership Conference, and what we're trying to do with Imagination ELC 2018 is to really focus on all levels of leaders in government and industry, and our focus on education, leadership, and collaboration. And so eliminating the limitations on the number of people that could come and engaging some key members of our community, the professional development organization graduates of ACT-IAC, who are our future executives, now have the ability to attend because we're in Philadelphia at the convention center with hotel space for everyone to be together. So it's going to be a fantastic environment. I'm really excited about this new conference and forum.
And when you look at the conference program, what does government bring to it and what does industry bring to it? Because I know that it's a year or maybe 18 months of collaboration between both sides to come up with each year's agenda.
When you look at it has been a long time planning, and we have a veritable who's who of leadership from government and industry involved in this planning activity. As you know, ACT-IAC is all about collaboration, and everything we do, we focus on government and industry leaders, planning and making sure that, what we're putting together in the content is really going to resonate with both groups.
Yeah, I think, Susan, to add to what you just said, I think the content that we have is timely. Whether it's the panels, the TED Talk type speeches that we've got, remarks that we've got, but also the collaborative sessions are all very timely in terms of what the agencies, what departments that are participating are going through right now, what we're having successes on, what we're challenged with, but also what industry is seeing, what they're doing, what they're experiencing, and what they're helping to support across government.
And what are some of the technologies that you think are affecting the way what people are talking about at the conferences? I mean, when I first started going to ELC, it was, all the PCs aren't yet networked, and do we need LANs everywhere in the government? Today, things have moved quite a bit forward. What do you think is next?
Robotics, artificial intelligence. These are things that agencies, departments are already starting to implement. And I think given an opportunity to showcase is obviously much more further beyond than as you just described about the desktops and LANs and so forth. I think some really cool things that agencies are doing.
We're speaking with Darren Ash. He's the CIO of the Farm Service Agency, and with Susan Becker. She's Vice President for Alliances at Unisys Federal. And Susan, the growth in conferences that I think we've seen over the growth in numbers of them over the years, it seems like the more automated and more connected people get, ironically, the more they seem to want to talk in person. What's your feeling about all that?
Well, that's absolutely true, Tom. And, you know, we've seen that. And as we, as a leadership team and a board, evaluated ACT-IX conference programs and, you know, what people were looking for, you know, one of the most important things we always get in survey responses from our attendees is the most important thing is networking. It's the ability to be face-to-face with your colleagues and to, you know, talk specifically about challenges that we're all facing in our world today. So, you know, we're seeing that being in person is really important, and that's one of the reasons that we've established this conference, you know, in the new venue to accommodate more people, you know, in the environment.
And for those that sign up, who are some of the exciting keynote speakers? Because it looks like a pretty good lineup.
Right. Well, so to open the conference, we have Jack Aldrich, who is a noted author and futurist, frequent speaker on technology, change management, and leadership. We also have Anne-Marie Slaughter, a foreign policy expert, recognized as a top global thinker. We have Emily Murphy, GSA administrator, Dana Deasy, the CIO DOD, and, of course, Suzette Kent, and key agency CIOs who will be talking to us about, and Darren, of course, with USDA and being the Lighthouse Agency is a big part of the modernizing government technology, use of the Technology Modernization Fund. So there'll be a lot of conversation about that, not only from the keynote, from the plenary stage, but also in the sessions themselves.
I was going to say, Darren, you know, with USDA being the location for so many of these pilots for modernization, that must have really made your life busy the last few months and couple of years.
You're absolutely correct. And I think that the neat thing that you'll hear about is the level of engagement and collaboration across USDA, coming from the top and across with Gary Washington, the USDA CIO, my colleagues in the other mission areas, really working as one, really as one USDA approach to really improving how we serve our customers. And I think that's one of the cool things that you'll hear about, be able to engage about on it at ELC.
So you've got a real track record already relative to, say, a year ago or 18 months ago. There's things you can point to and say, look what we've done.
Absolutely. Whether it's data center closures, the implementation of farmers.gov, the use and of true customer experience type of capabilities and learnings to be able to affect what we do.
And I have to say, having attended myself the very first ELC in Charlottesville when it had about, I don't know, maybe 200 people, Susan, how many are we expecting this year?
We are expecting over 1,000 attendees to the conference. And Tom, I wanted to just emphasize a couple of things related to what Darren was just speaking about. One of the great things about the conference this year is because we're in Philadelphia, we have a lot more space, literally twice as much space as we had in Williamsburg, if you're familiar with that venue, and I know you are. We have added some elements to the conference that I think people are really going to enjoy. One, the Partner Pavilion, where over 39 of our ACT-IAC member companies and government agencies are going to be showcasing their solutions and capabilities. And another new element is what we're calling the Techno Showcase, and this is where we have focused around hubs that are dedicated to IT modernization, emerging technologies, customer experience, and cybersecurity. And in these hubs, participants are actually going to have the opportunity to work in smaller groups using human-centered design, interactively working on developing solutions and strategies going forward. And this is where Darren and USDA are going to be focusing and highlighting a lot of the work that's been done so far around IT modernization and customer experience. So we're really excited about that. We also have a really cool element, center stage, where we have a number of TED-like talk presentations going on over both days. Some really, you know, exciting topics like addressing the opioid crisis in America and how drones are being used to deal with emergency response, specifically volcano eruption in Hawaii. And then virtual reality and augmented reality, how they're being used for training at the USDA Inspection Service. So there's a lot of really exciting new elements to this conference that we know people will really enjoy.